Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today is an interesting podcast. It's a question we get often. Can I replace my income with dropshipping? Man, this is like... It's kind of tough to answer this, John, because there's intangibles here. The person asking the question is the big intangible. Are you going to put in the same amount of work that other people did who replaced their income? Do you have the aptitude to learn the same way they did? Did you kind of find yourself in the right place at the right time, doing the right amount of work? There's a lot of intangibles here, but the short answer is absolutely yes. I'm an example. John's an example. We have many students who are examples and many friends as well. But there's some, you know, there's some nuance here for sure. And hopefully we can break down the numbers here and actually show you here's the path to doing that.
Yeah. And I think you can kind of take that question in two different ways. Can I do it? And is it possible? Right. So there's two different things. Like, so is it theoretically possible to replace my income? Have people done that before? So there's an answer to that. Can I do that? Well, I think the answer is less clear cut for some people. Right. I mean, you've got to come at that and say, am I, you know, do I have the right mindset? Am I prepared to do what's necessary? As you were just mentioning, like, and so that's a different question. So that is it possible? And can I actually, me, myself and I, my situation in life right now, where I'm at mentally, what else I've got going on in my life? Am I ready to do that? Well, the answer, obviously, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of factors going on there. And for some people, definitely, the answer is no, you can't. I mean, we talk to people who want to hop into Dropship Breakthrough sometimes. I talk to them on the phone and I say, no, this isn't right for you. You know, because, and there might be a number of reasons why that's the case. So a couple of different, maybe let's start with the theoretical, or not, it's not even theoretical. Like, is it possible to replace an income with high ticket dropshipping? I think to that, absolutely. The answer is yes. And it's actually not that hard. Particularly, this great thing about high ticket dropshipping, like when you look at, break down some numbers around, let's just take the average person in the US or Australia, I think, you know, probably earning something like, what do we say, 69, 70,000, something like that. So, you know, that's, think about maybe you're selling a $3,000 product. And I'm going to really suck this because I don't have a calculator in front of me.
I'm way ahead of you, John. Way ahead of you.
All right. You got some numbers there? Let's break them down.
Yeah. So, all right. To your first point, if someone has done this, anyone has done this before, it's fucking possible, right? I hope I get his name right. Rogers Bannister is the first person to run the 4-minute mile. No one had done it before him. No one. Yeah. And then multiple people did it immediately after he did it, right? And so, like, it's simply like a roadblock in your head. If you believe you can do this, you can definitely do this. And some other people have done it before in many situations. I was a fucking forklift driver at a Walmart distribution center and made this work. I don't have any experience here. And so, like, anyone can make this happen. And we've got people from all walks of life who have made this happen. If you're a listener to this show, you either are a high-ticket dropshipper or you're considering becoming one. And if you're in that second group, you're probably wondering, what am I going to sell? Who am I going to serve? Well, we have the perfect product for you. It's called the 5-Day Challenge. You can find it at dropshipbreakthrough.com/5. For $97 in just 5 days, you will figure out what you're going to sell, who you're going to serve, and at the end of those 5 days, you'll hop on a call with either John or myself, and we will verify what you chose and give you the pros and cons, the ups and downs, and help you get started on the right foot. dropshipbreakthrough.com/5. But let's like break it down to real numbers so that you can understand this too. So first off, 70K is the median income in the United States of America. Some people make more, some people make less. Let's play with the 70,000 number. If you break that down into monthly income, it comes out to $5,833 a month. So let's just call it $6,000. You need to make $6,000 a month pre-tax to replace your income. And the number we like to throw around a lot, or at least I do when I'm on other people's podcasts, is $30,000. So if I need to make $30,000 in revenue and I'm selling a $30 product, I need to sell 1,000 of those. That sounds terrible. On this channel, we talk about high-ticket dropshipping. Let's sell a $3,000 product, which people buy every single day, all day long. you need to sell 10 of those items. So you sold 10 items for $3,000. And I would say typically at the end of the day, most businesses are taking home around 15%, right? So 15% of 30,000 is about 4,500. So we're real close to replacing this income on just 10 sales a day. Now, what would that look like if instead of every third day you made a sale, every other day you made a sale, right? Now we're at 15 sales a month. 15 turns into 45,000. 15% of 45,000 off the top of my head is like right around 6,700, somewhere around on the 6,750, I think. Now you're over your income, right? And that's just one sale every other day of a high ticket product. And I can name many students who sell products at $3,000 who sell one every other day. Like, I don't think that's an unrealistic goal for you to get to. And honestly, I think if you put in the work, you could get there in a year, less than a year, depending on the work you put in. I know in my first business, the 3D printer guy, in a previous episode, we went through my monthly income. And, you know, it was about 6 months in when I was hitting that $1,500, $2,000 a month range. And then after that, it went exponential, and I sold it shortly after that. And I've been in businesses where the numbers we're discussing right now are child's play, and you can go to some serious numbers. And so, but I wanted to break it down, because is a sale every other day intimidating to you, John? Are you finding that intimidating with some of our students?
No, I think it takes a little bit to work up to that and to get the consistency. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes you'll hit that, and then you might, like in the beginning, businesses can be a little inconsistent. You'll hit that, and then you might not hit that for a week or two, and then you'll hit it again. But yeah, I mean, that's not really an intimidating set of numbers. I mean, you know, we've got students in our who have been doing this for a bit longer who are making 3 or 4 sales a day, right? Of various products on their site. So yeah, it's definitely not big. I mean, for me, when I started dropshipping, I had a 6-figure salary that I replaced. It took me a little bit longer to do that on my first business, because there was a lot of much steeper learning curve back then than there is today. It took me about, I think, 18 months before I was confident in to like jump out of that employment completely and just rely on solely on the dropshipping stuff. And that was over $100,000 a year salary. So, but like, I mean, even that, if I was doing it today, I would think I would get there a lot quicker if I was doing it again. But even thinking about that, like, I mean, if you're, let's say you're 35 right now and you're listening to this, and think about it, you're probably going to be working until you're about 70. Let's say you stay in your employment, you know, that's probably when most people are going to start retiring, because the expectation at this point is, you know, we might start living longer in the not too distant future. So that means you're going to have to work longer. So you got another, you know, 35 years of work. Now, if you could get out of that permanently in just 18 months, even on the upper end, 18 months, I think, I agree, you could probably do it quicker, to be honest. But if you, like me on my first ever, 18 months, and that's it, you're done with that life forever, and you've got the same income, would you not take that? I mean, for me, it's like a no-brainer. Would I not take that? Yeah, I would. You got to do a bit of work. You're going to do some work. You're going to build that business. You're going to learn a lot while you do it. But to me, that's just a no-brainer. And those numbers are not scary. Like, think about it. Like, a sale every other day in the grand scheme of all the sales that happen in the world, like, that's nothing. Like, it's not going to feel like nothing when you do it, but like, there's so many customers out there. You don't even need a massive chunk of them, right? You just need this little small fraction of the overall e-commerce market for yourself, and you've replaced your income.
Well, the beauty is it snowballs. If you continue working on your business, it just continues to grow, right? Like, you can't sit there and coast and go sit on a beach in Thailand and expect your business to grow. You're going to have to do some work, right? But if you continue to put in the work and do the effort it takes, your business is only going to continue to grow. And the only roadblock is in between your ears. And so if you can get out of your own way and continue putting people into the right seats as you grow, you can grow this thing as big as you want to. I was fortunate enough to be part of a business that went to 8 figures. We did $1 million on Black Friday. We did $1 million on Cyber Monday. Those were fun days. Now, that's not every day, but man, those are fun days. And I'm sure you can sit there and do the math if we're looking at 15% at the end of the day, what that looks like. Those are fun days, right? And it takes a little while to get there, right? It takes a lot of effort to get there, but this can be as big as you want it to be. On the alternative side, I think you can do just enough to have a business that replaces your income and you work maybe 20 hours less a week than you used to work, and you spend more time with your kids and you spend more time on your boat casting lures into the water, or you spend more time camping or more time on the golf course or whatever it is that you want to do, where it's not sit there behind a cubicle and you really get to think about something that hopefully you enjoy thinking about on a daily basis and growing on a daily basis. And to me, that's what it's all about. Like, you can't put a price tag on happiness. As Gary Vee says, happiness is severely underrated. And so can you replace that $70,000 income? I don't think it's that hard. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. You're going to have to put in the work and do the things required of you, but it's totally possible. There's lots of people that have done it and there's no reason you couldn't either. And I don't want to like skimp on the fact that you're gaining leverageable skills here. So let's imagine you did the work. You learned the things you're going to need to learn, such as Google Ads, SEO, conversion rate, copywriting, email marketing, how to code a little bit. You're going to learn all of those things to get a business to the place that has replaced your income. And at that point, you can leverage those skills to, number one, grow your own business, or you could pivot into something completely different, like some of the people that we know, right? Our friend Isaac Smith has pivoted to running a bookkeeping business after selling his business for six figures. You could continue running your business and just watch it grow. You could outsource the operations of the business so you can step away a little bit further, enjoy the cash flow and do the things you love, spend time with family. Or you could pivot those into, you know, John ran an agency for a while. I know he wouldn't recommend it, but certainly you could pivot those skills into running an agency, doing Google Ads for businesses or SEO or conversion rate or any of those things for businesses. There's so many opportunities for you to leverage these skills. You could help local business owners. I could go on and on and on, but it's the skills that matter. And so not only are you building a business that can replace your income, now you have leverageable skills where you can say, you know what, I don't want to run this business anymore, but now I can use these skills to replace my income in a job maybe I like more, or maybe has more free time, or has unlimited vacation, or whatever like is important to you in your life. The thing I want to stress here is like, it's freedom. Like, that's what we're all after here in one way, shape, or form. And so this question comes back to that. Can I replace my income with dropshipping? It's, you know, can I be free with dropshipping? Can I meet all of my necessities and also, you know, be happy and be free? And the answer is absolutely yes. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.